This is Bite the Apple. You are listening to Better Than Your Wife, written and performed by Bite the Apple. Please do not rehost. Enjoy. Hi, gorgeous. Yep, it's Apple, your home-wrecking little slut. And I know we're going to enjoy every minute of our secret time together. I'm so glad your idiotic wife's away. That worthless piece of slag. It's so much better when it's just you and me. We're the real power couple, both gloriously hot and wickedly clever. Emphasis on wicked. It makes me so happy to know I'm stealing you from her. She's such an old, ugly bitch, and dumb as a sack of hammers, if she can't see that she's yesterday's news. That hag has been nothing but a ball and chain, a noose around your neck. Nothing like the wings a sexy young thing like me can give you. It's no wonder you like to spoil me so. Fancy Louis Vuitton handbags, sexy Prada leather heels, and the most divine dinners. And even better, champagne breakfast after hours of uninterrupted passion. Ugh, could that disgusting piece of garbage, that inferior piece of trash, ever hope to keep up with me? Oh, don't make me laugh. Oh, God, her hips would probably break if she ever tried the gymnastics we do in bed. Oh, does she know that we do it in your bed? Leaving the sheets sweat-stained and reeking of sex. It's hard to imagine a more perfect dunce. Oh, yes, she's not your wife. Oh, no, she's our maid. Oh, yes, I just love leaving a mess for her to clean up. Oh, you know, just petty little malicious acts to keep her guessing. Keep her off her game. Oh, just little things. Wrecking her folded towels. Leaving bleach in the washing machine. Snipping the elastics on her fucked up ugly panties. I mean, she thought these things were enticing. Maybe in 1990, Grandma. How dare she think she could keep a man like you? Someone so handsome, so strong and passionate. Oh, God. I love taking advantage of her, taking you away from that stupid cow. Moo. That's what she is. Just a stupid old cow chewing her cud, dried out with no milk to give. I'm so glad you keep her around, though. It's like having an instant smile on my face whenever I see her. Smiling and waving at her. The biggest farce in the world, and she's the oblivious Patsy. I bet she's never been worshipped like I have. Your tongue and lips everywhere. Who would want to touch her like that? She's a scumbucket, moldy, reeking of age and disuse. Ugh, God, I bet she doesn't even touch herself, the frigid cunt. And who could blame her after looking in the mirror at that sagging face day in and day out? Oh, I bet you could tie knots in her pussy lips. Oh, do your lips hang low? Do they waggle to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Aw, come on. It's no freaking wonder why you would choose me over her any day of the week. I'm a perfect goddess. With a tight little body and an even tighter pussy. It's a miracle you've put up with her this long. Can you say useless twat waffle? I certainly can. Your wife is a waste of space and only serves to entertain me with her obtuse antics. Now, handsome, let your sexy little homewrecker take care of you in all the best ways.